Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump is the guest of honor at France's Bastille Day celebrations today, an elaborate display that includes military bands and flyovers by American jet fighters and a massive parade to mark the centennial of the U.S. entry into the First World War. Amid deep disagreements with his host, French President Emmanuel Macron, over climate and trade, the two leaders have focused on finding common ground on areas such as Syria and counterterrorism. U.S. judges called for the use of common sense as he expanded the list of eligible family relationships, allowing people from six mostly Muslim countries to obtain visas to avoid President Trump's travel ban. Mr. Trump had sought to block grandparents and other extended relatives from joining family members in the U.S. Chinese human rights prisoner Liu Xiaobo has died at 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. The Nobel Peace Prize winner, who spent his last 8 years in prison, passed away at a hospital where he had been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. William Ni, a Chinese researcher at Amnesty International Hong Kong, spoke with VOA.
I think that many people are just feel a sense of grief, of course, at his loss, but also outrage that he never should have been in prison to begin with. And unfortunately, what we've seen over the last few years is that the trends towards human rights have only gotten worse.
Liu's final days marked by public dispute over the quality of his care in Beijing, refusing a family request for his treatment in the U.S. and Germany. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has left Qatar with little apparent progress in his shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending Doha's diplomatic standoff with Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. They broke off diplomatic ties with Qatar, accusing Doha of funding terrorism, Doha denying those allegations. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for the Global Coalition to Defeat the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, detailed the progress of the coalition's work in Iraq and Syria. While speaking to reporters, he said the battle against IS is not over, but by defeating them in the Iraqi city of Mosul, the coalition has been successful. Reporters asked him about the battle against IS in Syria.
Syria is far more complicated than Iraq. It's far more complex. As I mentioned earlier this morning, we do not have a government to work with. That's not going to change anytime soon. What we are trying to do is make sure that in areas in which we are operating, in which forces we are working with, we have deconfliction arrangements in place so that the territory, there's a clear delineation of territory, so we don't have incidents like happened a few weeks ago where we shot down a Syrian plane. So we are working very hard with the Russians on those types of arrangements, and we're actually fairly encouraged by what's happening there.
McGurk briefed reporters on the final day of 3 days of coalition meetings in Washington. Egyptian Coptic and Catholic churches have suspended all outside church activities for the rest of the year because of security threats. Church officials have given no information on who recommended the suspensions or if there are any specific threats. But Islamic State has threatened to continue attacks on Christians in Egypt. Israeli police say three Palestinians opened fire at Israelis. It happened near a Jerusalem holy site. Chief Inspector Mickey Rosenfeld is an Israeli police spokesperson.
All three terrorists were shot and killed. What we know is they were armed with an automatic weapon, with a Carl Gusta weapon, as well as knives. And they also attempted to stab a number of people here at the scene. Altogether, the situation is now under control. The area of the Temple Mount is closed off. A large number of police units are in the area. And we're now confirming and looking into the identifications of those terrorists who carried out the attack.
The incident happened near the holy compound known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to the Muslims as Noble Sanctuary. It is the holiest site to Jews and their third holiest in Islam. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.